I think we're very close. You got your maps? I'm going to go to 8 o'clock. Do we have choir practice afterwards, Mark, or no? I'm going to quit at 8 o'clock. You know what I thought I'd do today, Mike? Brother Mike? I think every Wednesday while I'm on this, I'm going to just take one little section. Instead of trying to teach you a bunch of stuff all at once, I'm just going to focus on like one thought, one section, and let you take that. And then whenever, if it only takes me 20 minutes, it probably, don't get excited, but I've never done anything in 20 minutes. But even if it only took me 20 minutes, I'm going to try to do one section. So you every night you'll say, yeah, I learned that tonight. Sometimes we try to spread a lot of things and we don't get nothing. But how many have got your map now? Let's really get our map. Turn your Bible to Daniel chapter 9, the Old Testament, Daniel chapter 9. I'm glad you're here. Appreciate you coming out on a Wednesday night. Mona Ray called and said she wasn't feeling good a couple days ago. She left on my machine and she's having stomach trouble. Mona Hargett, pray for Mona. Jeannie Knight's grandson, Jeannie, they delayed your grandson's surgery. What was supposed to be? Because his mother's sick. Okay. Huh. You know, one time years ago, I was in Toledo. I was a pastor in Toledo. And I was with, me and Rosie was in, Rosie's aunt was going to have surgery. I don't remember what the surgery was for. It was her Aunt Leo, the one that got the green couch after and the green chair. I wanted to give it to her, and Rosie sold it to her for $50. I said, that's your family. She said, I don't care, I'm not giving it away. I said, oh, man. We only paid $110 for you for like 10 years, Eddie. You know, good night. Boy, you girls are hard to get. If you want to deal with a guy, don't go deal with them girls, man. They won't give you the false teeth, buddy. I want to tell you that right now. But to get on that thought, Tim, we went there, and for some reason, I just didn't feel good about the surgery for her aunt. And they were just getting ready to take her in. They said we're going to take her, and so I tell the people I want to pray with them before that. You know, so what I do, and so I was praying, and I said, and as I was praying, I just said, Lord, if she's not supposed to have this surgery, if Aunt Leo's not to have this surgery right now, would you stop this and speak to the doctor and tell them the doctor to say no? You know, I didn't get done with that prayer. A minute later, they came in. They said, the doctor said we're going to cancel your surgery for today. I don't remember the answer, why he did it, but sometimes there's always a reason. And if you leave it in God's hands, and I just said, you know, I just had a, because I've never done that when I was praying for people. I for some reason, while I was praying, I said, God, because I would say, God, make it go well and everything, and sometimes we just got to trust God in our prayers and stuff. Amen. We got into this. I better get going. I'm in a good mood today. I've had a good Bible study today, and I'm feeling a little better. I still can't outrace Rosie. Lukey can still beat me in a race. And Eddie, I don't think you'd want to race him either. He's still pretty quick. But we started just a couple weeks ago. And if at the top of your paper, remember we talked about the seven dispensations. Remember that? How many remember that? Whenever you're teaching, I know I'm reviewing right now, but before I teach you something, I want to review with you. Thank you, Lizzie. Repetition. You took my Romans class, I guarantee you. Repetition, you teachers, repetition is the greatest teacher. Just remember I told you that. Repetition is the greatest teacher. And we studied this, and we talked about the seven dispensations. And someday I might take each one of these and teach you about each. Dispensation means just a period of time. But right now we're in what we call the church age. How many see that in your paper? Or people call it the age of grace, but it's always been the age of grace. People have been saved by grace from Adam. Start with Adam and Eve, people were saved by grace. And so it's always been by grace. It's never been by works. But we're in what they call the church age. And look at your map. Remember the map here we had? And we studied about, if I remember right, the church age, God deals with the Gentiles. I covered that, didn't I? Romans 11, 25, till the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Didn't I cover that? And remember God opened up to the Jewish people, but they turned them down? Remember that? Then God said, okay, because you turned me down, now anyone can come. And so he grafted in the Gentiles. And so now God's calling out a Gentile bride. Actually, he's just calling out a bride, Jew or Gentile. The Bible says they're the same unto the Lord. Whosoever, no matter who calls on him, it's the same Lord unto all. Amen. But he's calling out a bride. We're the bride of Christ. Romans 7, 4 says, Romans 7, 4, that we're married to another, even to him that raised from the dead. And so, and Romans 11, 25 talks about the fullness of the Gentiles. Now, I believe right now we're in a time in the church age where God's opening up to the Gentiles. Once that age ends, God's going back to the Jews. Are you with me? Okay. Now, what I want to deal with you today, the signs of the times, I didn't probably touch on that, did I? My trouble is I can't remember where I left off on it, but I'm just going to teach you what I prepared today. How's that? I was in the store yesterday, and one of the boys that used to come here asked me a Bible question about the Jews and stuff, and Joe Dudek, yeah, that's it. And I saw him there at the store. I was using the coupons. Always use your coupons. They're good. Why pay the money when you get free? I like free. And I was getting two free items. And had spent $10 to get it, but the items were $2, and the items I bought were cheap, so you can't beat that. That's 20%. And he mentioned something about the Jewish people to me, and I said, Joe, the Jews are never, he asked me about the Palestinian, and he said, do you think they'll make a Palestinian state over there? That was the question. And I said, I can't answer that, but I will say this, and you can take me to the bank on this one. I said, since 1967, when Israel got Jerusalem back, they will never give back Jerusalem. Johnny, Jerusalem will always be in Jewish hands. Went 2,500 years without being in Jewish hands. But in 1967, Brother Tim, they got it back in the Six-Day War, where 3 million Jews took on 100 million and 100 million Arabs, and the 3 million Jews whooped the fire out of the Arabs. And they could have kept killing them, but they stopped. But it wasn't the Jews, it was God doing it for them. And so I want to talk to you about that tribulation that's coming up. Now, you know that the next thing on God's calendar, look up here now, and maybe someday maybe next week I'll work on the rapture. The next thing that's coming on God's calendar is the rapture. That's when God's going to come in, when Christ's going to come in the clouds, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and the trump of God's going to blow, and those that are dead in the graves, their bodies going to be resurrected. And then right after, we're going to be resurrected, and we're going to be with Christ for 7 years in heaven. Amen? We're going to get brand new bodies, glorified bodies. So at the end of that 7 years, we'll be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then after that, we come back. But that's another teaching. But what I wanted to teach you tonight is about this seven-year period. Immediately after the rapture, this world's going into what we call the tribulation. I think, is it on your map there? I don't have it on that map. Oh, on the bottom. Okay, I was looking at the top. I'm sorry. Yeah, seven-year tribulation. I do have that there. Right, I was looking at the top. I was looking at the seven dispensations. But anyways, After the rapture, the next thing is a seven-year tribulation. And I'm going to deal with you just about that tonight for the next 20 minutes. There'll be a Superman called Antichrist. I talked to Joe about the third temple. They're going to build a third temple. And don't be surprised if they ever, they could start building it before the rapture, Billy. They're already talking about building it. There's a Temple Mount thing and everything. They've got everything ready to go. Trust me, they're ready to build it right now. And but with the modern technology, I believe with all my heart that even if they didn't have it at the rapture, Wade, within three, all they got to do is have that temple built within 3.5 years. And so, do we have that chalkboard here, the whiteboard? Oh, okay, never mind. Alrighty. Well, let's look at Daniel chapter 7. What I want to just introduce you tonight to is the 70 weeks. Daniel, we're not going to study someday I might teach you the book of Daniel. I'm not teaching the book of Daniel, but I'm going to give you a couple verses out of Daniel tonight about the 70 weeks of Israel. 69 of them has already been fulfilled. We're waiting for one more week, Harry, and that's that tribulation week. But let's look at Daniel. You got Daniel chapter 9? And look at verse 24. How many got Daniel 9:24? 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. What's the holy city called? You're right, Jerusalem. To finish the transgression and to make the end of the sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy to anoint the most holy. Who's the most holy? Jesus, you're right. Now, look at verse 25. Therefore, and understand, you know, God always wants us to know. He tells us not to be ignorant. He tells us to study. God wants us to know the scriptures. He says, study the scriptures over and over. He said, search the, you know, and so God wants us to be informed of the word of God. Amen. He tells us to hide it in our heart. You know, when they, oh Lord, in Psalms says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the word, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin again. So over and over, God says, get in the Bible, study your Bible, know your Bible. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of Bible tonight. Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah. Now stop. I want you to see the command to build the Jerusalem. Where was that command? Well, that was King Cyrus. Look, hold your hand. Hold your hand in Daniel and turn back. Are you with me? How many are still with me? Look to the book of Ezra. Where's my notes here? Look, just turn back a little bit. Hold your hand. Don't leave Daniel. I'm coming back to Daniel. But I want you to see this. I want Ezra. Ezra's before Psalms. Let's see here. It's before Job. Okay, here we go. I want you to look at the Ezra. It's right after Chronicles. If you know where Ezra, it's a little book. Chapter 1. Do not lose Daniel. So you got your hand in Daniel, and now you got Ezra, right? Okay, I'm going to read to you Ezra chapter 1, the first 5 verses. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred, are you with me in Ezra chapter 1? The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven. Boy, that's a pretty good way to say things, isn't it? The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He hath charged me to build him a... God Almighty, has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem. He's going to build... The temple's been destroyed. And now he says, he's charged me to build that temple again. Are you with me? That's that proclamation that you read in Daniel. Look at verse 3. Who is there among you of his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the house of the Lord of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place wherein he sojourn, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, besides a freewill offerings for the house of God, that is Jerusalem. In other words, he said, start bringing stuff in. We're going to build God's house. See, it's good for God's people to give. By the way, everything we give, God gave to us. Did you ever think we've never given anything that wasn't given to us? Even the air that we're just breathing, he just lent it. And by the way, I have a hard time breathing sometimes. I've had a hard time breathing just recently. And when you can't, has anybody ever had trouble with breathing? When you can't get a breath, it's scary. Buddy, you're just gasping. Boy, you're glad to get that breath. I'm going to tell you, even the breath that we're taking, God's given to us. Don't take for granted God. He's given you even your breath. And without that air, you wouldn't even be breathing right now. Amen? We're not even talking about money. Hello? Well, let's look at that verse 4. And whosoever remaineth in any place where any sojourn, let him, the men of the place help him with the silver and gold and with goods and beasts, besides free will. On top of that, and he does free will offerings too for the house of God is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites and all them whose spirit God had raised up to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. How many see that? He's talking about the temple. Now, go back to Daniel. Look at verse 24. Now, therefore, are you back in Daniel 9:25? How many of you have got 9:25 of Daniel now? Now, therefore, understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, that came out of King Cyrus. Are you with me? How many are with me right now? From that command to restore Jerusalem unto the Messiah. Who's the Messiah? Jesus, you're right. The prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Now, watch it now. Look up here. Everyone look at me right now. So I'm going to teach that verse. How many weeks were determined on Israel? 70. I wish I could have put it on the board. 70 weeks were determined. All right. The first seven was seven times. 1 week equals 7 years. Are you with me? How many are still with me? 1 week equals 7 years. I can prove to you. Over in the book of Genesis, write this down. I probably don't have time. Genesis 29. Well, hold your hand there in Nehemiah, and I'll show you. 1 week represents 7 years. Look at, Jacob worked for his wife. Actually, worked two times. Look at Genesis 29. Don't lose Daniel. I'm in Daniel. Don't lose Daniel, but look at Genesis. Then I will work out of Daniel. I want Genesis 29. See, the Bible teaches line upon line, precept upon precept. The way you really learn is you take and you study all the scriptures. And like, how many of you have ever done a crossword puzzle? You put these puzzles, and boy, you start putting a little piece, and all of a sudden, it starts to form a picture. Well, God's got the full picture in there if we'll just study his Bible. Amen? Well, here's another little piece of the puzzle. Look at that. How many got Genesis 29, verse 27? Well, remember, Laban's Jacob's father-in-law, okay? And, well, he's going to be his father-in-law. He said, fulfill her week. How many got verse 27? Fulfill her what? And we will give for the service, which thou shalt serve with me, yet seven other years. How many see that? Jacob did so and fulfilled his week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife. And Laban gave Rachel to his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be. And he went in, Rachel loved her, and he served yet another 7 other years. Remember, he gave him Leah first. But what I want you to see, the Bible called those 7 years 1 week. So many sometimes in the scriptures, 1 week represents 7 years. Now, I'm not saying 1 week don't count 7 days in the Bible either. But sometimes 1 week means 7 years. How many are with me? It also means 7 days. You have to understand what. But here it shows, he clarified it twice. He said he worked that 1 week, he worked 7 years. How many see that? Not changing the Bible at all. How many are with me? The Bible clarified what he was saying there. So sometimes in the Old Testament, 1 week represented 7 years. Now go back to Daniel. See, we're working on one thing tonight about the weeks. Because we got 1 week, Billy. 1 week. The 69 are already gone, and we got just 1 week left. So he said 7 weeks would be from the Steve. He said from Stevie. He said from the going of the commandment to build, 7 years, 7 weeks. So what's time? 7 times 7 is what? So you got 49, and then look at the next verse there. Look at 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks. Then it goes, and 62 weeks. 60 and 2, so 62. Are you with me? So there's a figure of 7, and then there's a figure of 62. Are you with me? And the 62 times 7 is 3, is what does that come out to be? 634? 434. So that's why I should have had a map here for you. Put that on your paper. 7 times 7 equals 49. And that was the time I put this down. From the command of the King Cyrus to build the temple in Jerusalem, that was the time, the 49 years. Are you with me? From the commandment until it was built. Then 62 years was until the time Christ would be born from that commandment. How many are with me? Are you still with me? No. 7 times 7 is 49. And then notice what this says, until the Messiah be 7 weeks, and then 62 weeks. A score is 20. So 3 is 60 plus 2. There'll be 62 weeks. That's why they knew when Christ was going to be born. If they would have followed if they would have followed what the Bible said, he gave the exact year he was going to be born in. 7. And 2 weeks shall be built again, and the wall in the troublous times. And look at verse 26. And after 62 weeks, how many see that? Messiah be cut off. How many see that? What I'm trying to do is these 70 weeks with you. There's 69 that's already been, from that commandment, Billy, Carol, from that commandment, there was a total of 69 weeks. Till Christ was born. Well, what I'm trying to work up is this. Where's the last week? There's 69 weeks, but where's the 70th week? Now keep reading. Look at verse 27. How many with me? And he shall confirm the covenant, this Antichrist, he shall confirm the covenant with many for how long? 1 week. And in the midst of the week, and how long does a week last? 7 years. So what's in the midst or the middle? Yes, you got it right. 3.5. He shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Now, and for the overspreading of the abomination, he shall make it desolate. even on the consummation, and the determined shall be poured out upon the desolate. In other words, everything's going to let loose. the big times, judgment's coming. Are you with me? Now, I want you, so you got these 69 weeks have already happened, and we're waiting for one more week. Now, the one more week will start with the Antichrist. And he's going to make a peace treaty with, look at verse 27. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. How many see that? The world wants to make peace. They're always meeting at Camp David. How many are with me? We're waiting for that last week, and this last week, Johnny, of Daniel, the 70th week, Emma, we will be in heaven. But it's going to be the worst time this world has ever seen. Notice what this, in 27, this last week, and we're going to go to the New Testament. I'm going to show you some stuff about that. And he, circle that word he. I'm going to show you who that he is in just 1 minute. He, and it's the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many. There's going to be a world peace treaty. A one world government. A one world unity. A one world currency. How many are still with me? It's coming. You're so close to it, it's unbelievable. But notice, he shall cause the sacrifice of the oblation to cease. Uh-oh. In other words, that temple, that they're going to be offering offerings in that temple. But in the middle of that middle of the week, that one that made the peace, the treaty, he's going to come in and he's going to stop the sacrifices. And he's going to proclaim himself as God. I want you to turn some scripture with me. And boy, it's already 8 o'clock. I'm going to give you two more scriptures. Man, just stay with me. We're going to look at two more scriptures. First of all, I want you to look at the book of Matthew with me. Look at Matthew 24. Sorry, I'm going to accomplish what I wanted tonight. Just to get you that thought. We're waiting for that last week. Look at Matthew chapter 24 and look at verse 15. 24:15. When ye therefore shall see the how many got Matthew 24:15? When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, that person is going to stand in a holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. In other words, buddy, if you're still there and you read that, you're in trouble. You better be getting out of here. Let him flee to the mountains, it says. How many are with me? By the way, you're in trouble if you're there then. Look at Mark 13. I'm telling you, we're going to have a one world government real soon. We're on the brink of it. Why do you think all these countries are having trouble with their currency? The euro, everybody's having trouble with their currency. America's having trouble. Everybody's having trouble. But there's going to be a Superman that comes on the scene, and he's going to say, I'm going to solve the problem. And it's not Obama. He's caused a bigger problem. And if you're a Democrat, I'm sorry, but it's no longer Democrat or Republican. The Republicans sent me a thing the other day. I filled it out, and they said, "But I said, I'm not either one of you. I don't trust either one of you." I mailed it back to them too. Amen. I didn't put a dime in the letter either. They paid for the stamp. I gave him an earful, Bob. I don't know why I can't keep my mouth shut. Amen. Look at, how many got Mark 13? I'm going to give you this verse and one more. I'm going a little over 8 o'clock. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Are you in Mark 13? I'm in the wrong verse. Verse 14. Look at verse 14. And when ye shall see the abomination of the desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, that person that made that peace treaty is going inside the temple, and he's going to proclaim himself as God. He's not supposed to be there because he's not God. He's the anti-God. Let him that readeth, let him know that the bee in Judea flee to the mountains. By the way, there's a little city called Petra, and they're building up, they're putting food and everything in there because they're getting ready to flee to Petra. I don't know if you know that or not, but that'll be another day. Let me give you one more scripture. We're working on the 70 weeks. I'm just trying to show you this 1 week. There's 1 week left of Daniel's 70 week, and that's the week of the tribulation, the 70th week. Look at the scripture I've got wrote down here. Look at 2 Thessalonians. And I'll close. It's 8:05. Trust me, I could keep right on going. But if I get this done, if I can put all this together, I'll feel good. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look at verse 1. I'm going to read a bunch of verses. It's important that you get this because everything I showed you, Billy's going to put this all together now. Now we beseech you, brethren. How many got 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? I'm in verse 1. Now we're talking about Daniel's 70th week, the abomination of Daniel that he talked about in Daniel chapter 9. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Whoa! That's the rapture. We're gathering up. Hello? Taken up in the air? You can put rapture right there at that verse. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled. Yeah, we're not going to be here. We're going to be taken out. How many see that in verse 2? Neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us the day of Christ is at hand. Watch. I'm in verse 3. How many have got verse 3? Let no man deceive you by any means. That's why you need to have the right Bible. Because the right Bible is going to give you the truth. And this King James Bible is the right Bible. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. We're seeing it. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that's called God. Watch, are you in verse 4? Or that is worshipped, so that as he, as God, sitteth in the temple. Remember Daniel said in the midst of the week, he's coming in, Johnny? Here's a New Testament scripture that fulfills that. How many are with me? That Antichrist that makes that seven-year pact in Daniel chapter 9, Thessalonians is telling you, the Apostle Paul says, that guy's coming in right after the rapture. The rapture, you got the rapture, and then you got people are going in, they're going into the tribulation. The first 3.5 years of tribulation is not going to be real bad. It's going to be bad, but the last 3.5 years is going to be horrible. It'll be the worst time this world has ever seen. It's called the Great Tribulation. How many are still with me? I wouldn't want to be in any part of the seven-year tribulation. It's not a skateboard time. I mean, you know, they're not going to be surfboarding. Don't, you know. But it's what I'm saying, the most wicked and the most cruel, the most severe judgments are coming in that last, because this Antichrist, he's going to come into that third temple that God's building. Hello? And he's in the midst of that seven-year pact, he's going to come in, Ray, and Linda, he's going to say, I'm God. Hello? Look what it says there, verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God and is worshipped, so as he is God, sent in the temple of God, shown himself that he is God, uh-oh, watch out. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? He told us because he told us in the Old Testament scriptures with Daniel. Are you with me? This is what Daniel was talking about. And now you know what whatsoever holdeth that he might be revealed in this time. Don't ask me who the Antichrist is. I don't know. You might think it's your wife when she's mad at you, but that's not it. Because it's a man. That was a joke. I'm really filled with it today, ain't I? Watch, so he's not going to be revealed until after the rapture. I see these people, they used to write Henry Kissinger's name, went out to 666. I mean, people do so many stupid things. Did you know what Kissinger, 666? All these stupid, I'm not worried about how many letters or numbers they got in there. Who cares? Get people saved. And now you know what we hold, that he might be revealed. The Holy Spirit's holding him back right now. For the mystery of the iniquity doth already work. Only he, the Holy Spirit, who now letteth, will let until he be taken out of the way. You know why? Because we're gone, Ed. We're gone. We're actually gone out of here. How many see that? Then, after we're gone, at the rapture, then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even whose coming is after the working of what? Satan. Antichrist is Satan. With all powers and signs and lying wonders. And boy, if you read the book of Revelation, you'll see all the powers he's got. And with all deceivingness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. I'm going to tell you right now, people can be saved right now, but if they don't get saved now, and if they know about Christ and the rapture happens, they won't get saved. You say, watch this. Look at verse 11. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion. Those that got truth and could have been saved, God's going to send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I want to tell you right now, we've got one goal, and that's to get the word of God out and get people saved, because that 70th week of Daniel is on the verge of coming. It's already 10 after, so I definitely messed you up again. Years ago, I've told you about this story, but I'm going to leave because it goes with what we're doing tonight. I had a good friend named Ron Foley. We called him Big Red. I used to hunt with him all the time, and he worked at Allied with me. He was a real big power. He was as strong as Mike. He was a big, burly guy. He was even bigger than you, Mike. Big burly guy, redhead. He had a real bad temper too, boy. And I used to witness to him all the time. I read that scripture one time. Went to him. He was working a job, and I said, "Red, if you don't get saved, and the rapture happens, you're going to be left behind, and you're going to be damned and doomed forever." He said, "No, I'll know what you told me was true, and I'll get saved." And I said, "No." And I read this scripture to him. I said, "Red, you had a chance to be saved, and you're refusing the truth. God's going to send you a strong delusion. You're going to believe a lie. You're not going to be saved." And I left him because I was afraid he was going to punch me in the face. There's sometimes you just need to let people alone, especially when you provoke them. Especially when they're rough as Mike Sells, even rougher maybe. That kid was a real spryly guy. He was younger than you too. Probably, you were that young, you were probably as spry as he was. A couple days later, I saw him again. I said, "Hey, Red, you're going to die and go to hell?" He says, "No, I'm not." I said, "Red, you got to get saved. You're going to be left behind." He said, "No, I'm not." He had big. He went, "No, I'm not." And I said, "Why ain't you, Red?" He said, "Because after you left, I asked Jesus to save me." I started to cry and I hugged him. He was a rough kid. He was a rough guy. He could eat glass. I said, I love you, big guy. And he cried with me. We became best friends. When a couple years later, he died of cancer, died in his 30s, just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, big guy shriveled up to nothing. I'm so glad Big Red got saved. I'm so glad I'm going to see him when I get to heaven. Amen? I'm going to tell you, there's one more week. There's one more there's one more week called the tribulation. It's right after the rapture. Daniel, we talked about it. It's the last week of the 70th week of Daniel. We talked a little bit about it tonight, and that's all I want to get in your heart tonight. We're getting ready for the last week of Daniel. The 70th week of Daniel, we're getting ready. We're not going to go into it. We're going to be taken out. Jesus said, I'll keep you from that hour, Revelation 3:10. But if you know people that are lost, they're going to be left behind. And in the middle of that, in the middle of the tribulation, this Antichrist that makes this world peace treaty with the world and with Israel, it's always got all about Israel. And they're going to have their third temple. That's why you need to be, I told Joe Dudak, I said, Joe, don't worry about that. Just start watching for the temple. They start building that temple. You better be getting Yabba Dabba Doo ready. Because their third temple has to be built. Because God says that Antichrist is going to proclaim himself in God. So that's why you know there's going to be a third temple in Jerusalem. The Bible says the Antichrist is going to proclaim himself as God in that temple. It's not there yet, but God told us, and God's never lied. So let's get ready. Let's start warning people. Let's start living like we know that we're right at the very end. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the time we've had. And Lord, I pray that we would be watchmen, that we would give out the cry to tell people that they need to be saved and that Christ is coming and that one day it'll be too late. Help us, Father. Help us. Help us to cry out and to tell people that the time is coming when God's people will be taken out. Lord, when all the Christians are taken out, it's so wicked now. I cannot imagine the wickedness of this world when the Christian is taken out. And Father, I pray with all my heart, we'd warn people of the coming 70th week of Daniel. It's coming. It's coming soon. I wonder how many could say, I know for sure. Preacher, I know for sure I'm saved and I'm prepared and I'm ready if the Lord comes. I know I'm going up. I know I'm saved. Could you raise that hand? I'm not going to be left behind. Thank you. You may put it down. Maybe you're listening by way of the internet. And we're so glad at Bethel Baptist Church that people from all over the world are coming in and stopping and visiting at our website. And maybe you were lucky to hear this few words about Christ coming. And maybe you've never, it's no mistake that you're listening to this website right now. Listen, God's trying to speak to you. Listen to me. Even though you can't see me, listen to the voice of God speak to you. Because that's why you're here. He's trying to speak to you. Bow your head right now, right where you're at. Ask Christ to save you. He will. Tell him you don't want to be left behind. Tell him you believe you die. He died for your sins and arose. And that you're going to put your faith in him to get you to heaven. You just ask him. He'll save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you do me a favor if you do that? Would you write our church? Let us know your decision. We'll send you a brand new Bible you can read. We'd be rejoicing to know that someone out there listening got saved. Send a little letter. Just say, you don't have to be allowed to say, preacher, we heard about you, listened to the message, and got saved. Leave your address where I can send you a brand new Bible so you can study and grow in grace. If you're a Christian, maybe you need to start focusing on serving God. Time's running out. Jesus is coming. They're getting ready for the one world government. They're getting ready to build that third temple. What are you doing? Christian, what are you doing to stop people from going to hell? We need to be witnesses. We need to be lights of the world. We need to be following Christ and serving Christ and studying the things of God so every day that we have count for Him. Help us, Father, I pray. Holy Spirit of God, work in people's hearts in this church building. And I pray, Holy Spirit of God, for those that might listen to this message, please work in their heart. Draw them to the Christ that loves them. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. We're going